What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!
This is the Tyler Morgan Show on Relentless Daring Media Network.
Welcome back to Land of Bourbon and Bad Decisions. This is the Tyler Morgan Show live on twitch.tv/Tyler Morgan Show. I know it says StreamYard in the corner. I apologize about that. Normally I use Streamlabs to handle everything. For some reason, it was not connecting to Twitch, so I kind of had to go outside the normal realm. Remember, if you're not watching it live on Twitch, you can always check it out later on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheTylerMorganShow. And remember to hit the bell, subscribe, all that good stuff. Okay, before I get into the wild world of wackiness, let me tell you about coffee. Yes, that's right. The finest beverage in all the land is coffee. And today I was reminded why I'm not a fan of a certain coffee company that is named after Black Rifles. And yeah, it's just not very good. Now I see why you're a fan of those wonderful novels by the one, the only. Oh my gosh. It's been something I've been talking about all day. It's been in my head ever since getting into the coffee and thinking about how awful it is, and the James Reese novels. James Reese is always being portrayed putting honey and cream in his coffee. I know why he's always drinking that other stuff from the rifle company, or the coffee that's named after Black Rifles. Yeah, it's gross. That's the reason why I prefer American Pride Roasters. American Pride Roasters literally roast it right there. They don't buy third party pre-roasted coffee that goes, it's already in a bag, and they ship it out to you with their label on. No. They buy the beans wholesale. They roast the beans, grind the beans to order, then bag them up, put a label on, and send them to you. It is all made fresh to order. They don't just pre-roast a bunch of stuff and, you know, hope it doesn't go bad by the time it gets ordered. Everything they do to make sure you have the finest, freshest coffee whenever you want it. Jack Carr. Oh my God. Yeah. My ADHD is kind of off the charts tonight, so I apologize. Anyways, when you're, so getting the American Pride Roasters, check out what all the flavors they have. Me, I'm not a flavored coffee guy. I like my coffee to be just flat coffee. You taste the beans. It's great. I have a few flavored coffees. The Doc Thompson's Bacon Blast is absolutely amazing. The Austin Peterson Called Me a Retard is outstanding. It's got little hints of peanut to it, so you get that salty roasted peanut. The tears of Austin Peterson. Absolutely great coffee. Unfortunately, that was just a short time that was being run just because, you know, kind of trolling AP for Liberty there, but it is what it is. Check them out today. They have a great assortment of coffees. They got the flavored coffees. They got the coffee drops. If you kind of like some coffee flavored candy, that's worth checking out. American Pride Roasters, historically great coffee. All right. So getting into it, I would be remiss if I did not talk about the unprovoked attack on Israel by Iran. You notice that the audio goes away and you're watching this on the video and you see my nostrils flare. The allergies are kind of bad. And I don't want you to have to hear me snorting as I try to clear my sinuses. Sorry. But like I said, all this is going on with Iran launching cruise missiles, launching suicide one-way drones into Israel. that Israel shooting down the Iron Dome is working splendiferously. I believe American forces and Jordanians have also been shooting down some of these drones and cruise missiles coming in, but it has been absolutely ridiculous. And Iran, they're going in front of the UN. The Americans need to stay out of it or else, you know, whatever. Now, what bothers me about all of this is that because we are inserting ourselves, what happens with Russia? Because Russia does kind of have an alliance of sorts with Iran, as does China. But we suddenly find ourselves at war with China and Russia because we are getting involved with Iran. And then you also have the people. This is all the more reason why we need to give more money to Ukraine. Wait, what? Stop. We don't need to give money to Ukraine. Ukraine has stolen enough dollars and cents from us that we don't need to be giving them more.
But how are they going to defend themselves?
I don't know. They're a sovereign country. They can figure it out. Whenever we go to war, we don't beg other countries to pay for it. Yeah, we do try a coalition of other countries to go in and help us out. But that's not getting other countries to pay for our war. Ukraine wants us to pay for our war. They want all of our money. I'm sure to some degree, Israel would love to get that kind of money from the United States that we've been giving to Ukraine that has been finding its way into the bank accounts of their military and political leadership. And it's just, it's ridiculous to think that we have to be involved. Now, don't get me wrong. Israel is an ally in the area, and we do have a vested interest in protecting our interest. But do we want to commit troops on the ground? And that's where I start getting a little nervous, because I don't think we need to be getting troops on the ground against Iran. And it's not a cowardice thing. It's not one of those, you know, oh, I'm just an anti-war dove. Oh my gosh. It's none of that. I mean, I believe that, you know, the United States should have the strongest military in the world that is ready to engage, deploy, and destroy the enemies of the United States in close combat. However, I don't think we need to be rushing off to war, especially into the possibility of another 20-year endless cycle of death, destruction, and throw more money at it and wonder why there's just still more death and destruction. Our country is all wore out, W-A-R, out, all wore out. There we go. And that's all there is to it. We don't need to be getting involved. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think if we have assets on the ground, and if Iran tries staging a ground invasion and our troops are there, I don't have an issue with them being involved. Like I said, we have forces still on the ground in Iraq. We have forces on the ground in Jordan. And so they're in, as well as a force on the ground still in Syria to the north. So if those forces were to get involved, because they're already there, I wouldn't have an issue with that. I mean, they're forward deployed for a reason. But I don't think we need to start spinning up entire combat brigades and sending additional, you know, elements of, you know, 3 to 6,000 troops and bolstering, you know, because, you know, if you've ever been over there, you've ever looked at a map, but Israel is not a big country. You have a very, very concentrated group of people. You start sending entire brigades or, heaven forbid, division levels to fight that war, to prosecute that war. And that's just if, you know, we get sent to help bolster the homeland or bolster, not our homeland, but bolster Israel's defense. Imagine if we just started using Israel as a forward staging area, kind of like we use Kuwait, and then start sending people into Iran. That's a scary thought, because Iran has been working for years to develop their own nuclear weapon. And on top of it, they are very, I really don't know how much of their Persian heritage that they're fighting for and how much of it is just blind devotion to Khomeini. Now, keep in mind, just a few years ago, there were riots in the streets. There was a demand for political change in Iran that our own president, I think it was Obama at the time. Obama, with just a few words in a press conference, could have given legitimacy to this counter-regime protest. He could have given the rest of the world, you know, the leadership, to like, hey, we should be backing these guys and getting rid of this oppressive garbage going on in Iran. But no, we didn't care then, and suddenly we possibly are caring now. I'm really not sure. But it's just absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with the Israeli people. I know there's some people who are,
I'm really libertarian. Why do you care?
Well, for the same reason I care about when a massive natural disaster strikes anywhere in the world. When a terrorist attack happens in Europe, I care because it's human life. I might not agree with the policies of communist China, but if a typhoon hits China and 20,000 people are washed out to sea and 100,000 are possibly going to starve to death, you know what? My thoughts and prayers are with the Shycoms, because it's human life. We're supposed to care about human life. Well, last time I checked, we're supposed to anyways. But it's ridiculous, just pure ridiculousness, that there are people who get just so worked up about Israel and why should we be defending Israel? Well, I think they have a more legitimate reason to need our defense than Ukraine. And you have people the world over, just again, they could give two craps about Israel, but you know, they want that Ukrainian money. Jim Gilmore, former U.S. ambassador, former governor of Virginia. And now, you know, huge political commentator. Apparently he's with Newsmax or something. I don't know. Don't care. I don't care about him, but he's, you know, banging the drum, send more money. I'm sorry. Why should we send more money to Ukraine when, you know, we've given them so much already? The whole idea that we need to give Ukraine more money is just, I find personally offensive, because we've given all this money, all these weapons, all these munitions, and now you have so many people benefiting from it when you have troops on the front line fighting Russia.
Now we have to stop Putin. Give all this money to Ukraine.
Okay, well, where's the, why can't we get an audit and an itemized bill on what this money's being spent on with Ukraine? They won't do it because, you know, it, for whatever reason, whether it's, you know, Ukrainian intelligence has stuff on people in Congress to keep them with, you know, with the spigot open, just pouring more money into it. I don't know. It's unfathomable that we just give them a blank check and not even ask for the receipts back.
Well, we've given you $500 billion. What'd you spend it on?
Vodka, bullets, and tanks for troops on front line.
Okay. Can we get the receipts to see how much you spent on the vodka, bullets, and the tanks?
No, we have no receipts. We pay cash and we forget to keep receipts. We did not realize you be itemizing everything from now on.
I mean, that's where we're at.
And you have some of these huge, you know, pro-military, let's send people into, let's put boots on the ground in Ukraine. Yep. Adam Kinzinger, he's throwing a fit about Marines providing a color guard at Mar-a-Lago because, oh my God, they're obviously supporting Donald Trump at a political event in uniform. The hijacked. Well, it turns out all these people, like, again, Adam Kinzinger, who I feel would be better off and as a better service to humanity on the front lines in Ukraine. I mean, no one's stopping him from going except him. Please, Adam Kinzinger, I am begging you from the absolute bottom of my heart, stop running your mouth online. Go to Ukraine. Pick up an AK. Well, there's probably a surplus American M4 at this point. And go serve on the front lines and fight the Russians. You hate the Russians so much. You want the Russians to die so badly. Adam Kinzinger, please go. I would have way more respect for you, Adam Kinzinger, if you would just go to Ukraine. Do the world a favor, get off social media, stop being an internet tough guy with your hashtag fella crap.
I'm a fella, I'm there to fight the Russians. Oh boy.
Please, just go to Ukraine. I'm not going to stop you. I will applaud you when you go to Ukraine and show the world how big and bad and tough you are. by fighting the Russians? Or are you one of those guys that, because you were in the Air Force, you weren't a fighter pilot, you weren't Red Horse engineers for the uninitiated, you weren't flight crew, you weren't a mechanic. I mean, you were a fueler. Yes, I know. Yeah, you still have to be an officer to fly the gas station. I got it. You weren't even a combat pilot. You flew the gas station. You lowered the hose. You fueled them up. And then you came back to base. I know you're very important. And seeing us dumb grunts, boots on the ground, way down there below you, and while you never have to worry about getting shot down by any current military we've had to face in the last 20 some years. Because don't get me wrong, if we went to a kinetic war against Russia or China, even Iran, because they do have old Soviet MiGs, I get it, you'd be at risk. But over Afghanistan and Iraq, after the invasion, after we destroyed Iraq's Air Force, I mean, come on. You didn't even have to really risk anything. So please, do me a favor. Do the rest of the United States a favor. Stop running your mouth online and go fight. In fact, if Iran is such a bigger threat than Russia and Putin, maybe you should be volunteering to go to Israel and supporting them and their fight with Iran. And when there is a front line there, you volunteer for that front line. Again, my thoughts and prayers to the people of Israel and to everyone who is currently in that area of operations and, you know, worrying about what could possibly happen. All right. So the next topic, it's a toss up. Do we want to talk about Pfizer? Or do I want to talk about abortion? And I asked that not to be, you know, facetious, because these are both big things. I guess I'll go with the whole abortions thing, because recently this week, I wrote an article for GiveMeLibertyMedia.com. Go to GiveMeLibertyMedia.com and check it out. I'll go more into it at the end of the podcast where I do my final spiel. But in it, I was discussing how states' rights have suddenly seemed to trump the whole, you know, abortion thing. States' rights are more important. Donald Trump came out and everyone was shocked that Donald Trump would do this, but considering last year he was he was lambasting Ron DeSantis for the 6-week abortion ban in Florida. And then he goes on Meet the Press and doubles down about how bad it is that, you know, any state would want to go that far, and that how he would never support, and he's come out and said he will never support a nationwide abortion ban. Huh. This is the guy who appointed the judges that overturned Roe versus Wade. And he wouldn't support a national ban or national massive restriction on the one death care procedure that has killed more Americans, that has ended more human lives in this country alone than anything else. Since 1972, more than 65 million lives have been wiped out. Yet we have Republicans who, and I get where they're coming from.
Oh, it's a 10th Amendment issue. It's a 10th Amendment issue.
Well, okay. I see where you're coming from. You know, declaring personhood isn't necessarily a power that was delegated through the Constitution to any of the branches of government. Even declaring personhood for slaves and giving them equal rights under the Constitution, it took three constitutional amendments, 13, 14, and 15, to make that happen. So I get that. But at the same time, if you read our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, we the people, you read through it. We have been endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
If you get rid of abortion, you're impending on the woman's pursuit of happiness.
Okay, short-term happiness, yes, but overall prosperity, no. What about the life of that unborn child? Do they only have the right to life once they exit the birth canal and they draw their first breath? Do they only have the right to life once that cut is made through for a cesarean section and they're removed from the womb? Is that when their right to life starts? In my opinion, and keep in mind, I'm not a medical professional. I never claimed to be one. But life starts at conception. Once that egg is fertilized, that's when life begins. Now, it might not stay alive forever. It could be a miscarriage. That fertilized egg could just fail to implant in the womb. There's a number of things that could cause that life to end. But the fact that that life exists at all is an inherent right. No member of government should be able to say, this thing that will grow to be a human being, that will grow to be an eventual adult, that will grow to be a child, it's not alive. It doesn't get to be a person until it's born. No government has that right, but you have Republicans who for years have been fighting end abortion, end abortion, end abortion. Now you have this weird thing where Republicans who fought to end abortion are now,
well, it should be up to the states.
Okay, the whole federalism idea, I've got it. But recently, Carrie Lake, who just a couple of years ago had this video talking about how great the territorial law in Arizona was because it banned all abortions, said it was like the greatest thing ever. And so when the territorial law banning abortions goes before the state Supreme Court, And it is upheld by the state Supreme Court that said, yes, this law is 100% constitutional, and we still recognize this territorial law.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Carrie Lake comes out and talks about how bad it is. This law is horrible. And as senator, if you elect me, I will work to make sure, you know, abortions are available for certain people for certain reasons. And, you know, we'll just make sure government money doesn't go to fund it. Like, whoa, 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 Carrie. Did you really do that big of a 180? And this goes to show. And where I think a lot of this is coming from is lobbyists. I don't necessarily believe it is the opinion of most politicians and most people on the interwebs. I think there's a lot of disingenuous people on the interwebs. I'm not even going to deny that one. But there are the clingers on, the followers, who they have no issue.
Well, Donald Trump said the 6-week ban was bad. Donald Trump said we need this, blah, blah.
And they will echo and echo and echo. Say the same thing that Donald Trump said. Oh, my God, Donald Trump. Stop it. The whole idea that it is acceptable to kill a baby, whether it's in utero, whether it is already born, it's a horrible idea. It should be sickening to every person, you know, especially when you get, you know, certain educated thinkers. You know, guys like Cass Sunstein, who the nudge method, who, you know, they postulate that, you know, abortion should be perfectly 100% legal up to the point when a child realizes that there is a tomorrow. Well, some kids, that could be a couple years. Should we as a society accept that? I don't think so. And to just spew that,
well, it should be up to the states to decide. Okay,
that's cool. You want the states to decide? If each state all said no more abortions, how many campaigns who just really, really, you know, made bank off of March for Life and these other big baby organizations? How quickly would they come out and start blasting all the states that were just banning abortion straight up? Because, you know, March for Life, they campaign off and raise money off of ending abortions. So how long before they flip the script on themselves? Because,
well, we need some abortion so we can protest. We can raise money.
The whole crazy thought that maybe, just maybe, they'd be willing to accept the end of the need for them. I'm sorry, if I was an oncologist and I found a surefire way that would kill every type of cancer and put me out of a job, guess what? I'm changing my specialty because now I have found this way of curing cancer. I don't want another person to freaking die from it. Make it available to the world. I don't want to make a dime. Put my ass out of business. Where are the people who raise money off of being anti-abortion being more than willing to put themselves out of work? And, you know, we know it's not Democrats who make money off of them because it's Republicans. It has been Republicans since 1972 making money off of the anti-abortion movement. Why aren't Republicans willing to say, you know what? I never want to have to take a dime from them again. Not because I don't like them, not because I don't trust them, not because I don't align with their mission. I want to not take a dime from them because they have nothing to protest against anymore. Abortion is done. No more baby is being systematically sucked out of a womb. No more babies are just, here's some pills and take this. It'll be like a really bad period. No, I don't think we should be going for that. I think we should be ending all of that, not taking any more money because there's nothing to raise money on. And then when politicians get called out on, oh my gosh, I love the Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee called out Carrie Lake on her obvious flip-flop. And then Carrie Lake got her knickers all in a twist. I said knickers, K-N-I-C-K-E-R-S. I know there's some people out there looking for me to say something wrong. She got her panties all in a bunch because they called her out.
I remember when this site used to be satire. Oh my God.
No, Carrie. The problem is you just don't like having the mirror shown in your face. You are Medusa. They are Perseus holding that reflective shield up to your face, and you are turning to stone. It's okay. Seth Dillon came back and he clapped back at her because, you know, she didn't like the satire. Boo hoo, Carrie. If you don't want to get called out for being a hypocritical douche, maybe, just maybe, and I know this is a crazy concept, don't be a hypocritical douche. Just saying. All right. Before I get into the last topic of this evening, again, the whole Pfizer thing, I do have to tell you about beard oil. Yes, that's right. Beard oil, because that's how I keep this glorious goatee that's the remnants of the beard I used to have. All nice and soft, and, you know, not brittle and crumbly and itching with the skin underneath. You got to have a good product that you use to treat your beard, just like your hair. Like, you know, my hair is getting kind of long on the top, so I went from that guy who washes his hair like, you know, it's been
It's been a week or two. I can wash my hair again. I never went that long between washing my hair. It's just making a point. I'm not that hygienically challenged. But now it's like, because the hair on top of my head is long, I have to condition it. Or else it gets all gross and ew. Anyone who has kids who don't use any kind of conditioner in your hair, it gets all tangly. And man, if you have a wife in your home, a girlfriend, you know how their hair gets when it hasn't been conditioned. Your beard gets the same way. Your skin, just like the skin on top on your scalp, gets dry and itchy. If you don't take care of it, you have, you know, the itchy face and all that, especially if you're trying to grow a beard and you've never done it before. Got to have a good beard product. And for good beard product, I go to bluecollarbeardsman.com. They have a great selection of scents that they put out that are available all the time. And if you sign up on their subscription program, you get a, you know, special scent of the month every month. That's a limited release. I know there's some that they'll be starting to bring into full availability, like the best of the best from last year's scents of the month. So check those out. And also, again, when it comes to taking care of your facial hair, they also have a unscented beard wash and beard conditioner. That way, when you're in the shower, you have something that's made instead of just using your shampoo or your body wash to wash out your beard. This is a cleaner and conditioner made just for it. Check them out today, bluecollarbeardsman.com. All right, so this has been a particularly fun one with the whole FISA renewal. And a few days ago, it looked like there may have been some good movement on that. But, alas, it did not work anyway like what people wanted. If they were trying to bring the FISA bill to the floor, and it got shut down because there are Republicans who are straight up, if you want to spy on Americans under FISA, they have to have a warrant. Not just go to a secret FISA court and get a, you know, a sign off from a judge. It has to be a legit warrant where you go before an, you know, not a secret court. And you have to lay out documentation to a judge and say, this is the reason why we think name redacted needs to have, you know, people listening to his phone calls. Through this intelligence operation, we have discovered that he is in cahoots with a Mexican drug cartel. He is in cahoots with the Russian Bratva. He's in cahoots with whoever poses a national security threat to the country, and therefore we need to spy on him. That's not unreasonable. Not unreasonable at all. Unfortunately, the attempts at getting the amendment added failed. And then it was sent to the floor because Speaker Mike Johnson promised there'd be an opportunity to add an amendment to the FISA renewal to rule the 702 hearing or 702 rule that would make the warrants mandatory. Okay, cool. Well, guess what happened? The amendment did not pass. Yes, I know it's shocking. Asking the government to restrain itself to protect the civil liberties of its citizens. And they balked. And this got me in quite the back and forth with, you know, my congressman. Well, I say my congressman is probably someone on the social media team. I just have to scroll back and find it. Because it this took place over a few days. Do. All right. So when the initial vote failed, I told Mark Alford, he is the congressman for the 4th District of Missouri. So I'm kind of disappointed that you voted in favor of the spying status quo. Like I said, I have the tweets. To which he replied, that's inaccurate. The bill never made it to the floor. This is a vote on the rule. We did not vote on the FISA bill. We want the warrant provision in the bill. It's like, okay, so you voted to send it to the floor without the warrant provision, hopes Speaker Johnson would allow it to be added. Yeah, that could never, ever in the history of Congress go sideways. You're starting to be as reliable as Eyepatch McCain or Tony Gonzalez. No, the base text bill did not have the warrant. The 6 amendments that would have been voted on separately, had it made to the floor, would have included the warrant provision. My plan was to vote in favor of the warrant provision. If that amendment failed, I would not have voted in favor of the FISA bill. Well, guess what? He was true on both those things. He did vote for the warrants and he did not vote for the FISA bill. But as I predicted, things went sideways and it still passed without the warrants. Huh. Who would have seen that one coming? Said pretty much everybody. So why not take the stand and vote it down until the provisions are added? Why take the risk of, quote, it to the floor, the amendment failed, and then the renewal will still pass because the incredibly narrow margin, end quote. It's a fairly common. Why risk it if you know that because of these super slim-ass margins, the bill could still pass? Because you're going to have the rhinos. You're going to have the Tony Gonzalez's. You're going to have the Patches McCain, Dan Crenshaw. You're going to have the squishes. You're going to have the pro big state Republicans who are going to vote for this crap. You know it. So why take the risk? So you would risk the amendments failing for some moderate Republicans who would to side with Dems and pass it as is. If the warrant amendment failed, I would have voted against the bill. We will do the same thing tomorrow. And it's just trying to find it because I know I retweeted exactly what happened. And it's like, oh my God, we had this conversation, Mark. Congressman Alford, I'm sorry, I'm being disrespectful to your position. We had the conversation via social media. And you acted like it wouldn't happen, but me, just some dumb schlub of an infantryman turned truck driver, was able to figure out, dude, you're screwing the pooch. You send it up without the warrants because you're going to add the warrants later. You're going to add that amendment later because you know it's going to pass. And then it doesn't pass. And then, shocker, it gets all more than enough votes to congratulations. You just renewed Pfizer.
But we only renewed it for 2 years instead of five.
Huh. I wish I had the name recognition in my district. And I wish this had been happening way earlier. Because I would love to attempt to primary Mark Alford over this whole thing. Because when you talk to your constituents like they're an idiot, because they have the audacity to call you out on your stupid bullcrap, I'm sorry, Mark. I'm sorry. It is my job to look at my hired help and say, what the F are you effing doing, you stupid son of a... Why? I don't owe you a damn thing, Mark Alford. You owe me. You owe my family. You owe my neighbors. You know, you owe everyone in my county in this district. Because you are the hired help who we agreed to hire by consensus. Because we hoped you would be better than Vicky Hartzler was. You're not doing a very good job. And I think you're due for a performance review because, you're kind of screwing over all the American people because you're being, you know, spineless. It's easy to stand up and say,
well, I'm going to vote for this, and if it fails, I won't vote against the whole thing.
Dude, reach down between your legs. Find out whatever it is you have down there. I don't know how you identify or anything like that. Whatever you have between your legs, Mark, reach down there and give it a squeeze. Ensure that it is firmly connected. And find the testicular fortitude to do what's right and not couch. Not couch it in,
well, if it doesn't work, I'll vote against the end product.
No. Have the balls to take a stand, to be on that level of, I don't care what they say about me. As the Chip Roys, as the Thomas Masseys, the actual principled conservatives, not just some squishmallow who just,
oh, you know, it is what it is. Oh, I'll work on it. I'll do what I can. And if it's not enough, then I'll do not enough. I'll continue on the same path.
Now, that is not the way to go, Congressman Mark Alford. All right, so that's going to wrap it up. And I mentioned earlier that Give Me Liberty Media. Give Me Liberty Media is a cooperative effort between me and some fellow podcasters and bloggers on the Twitters. You have John Swank, host of the Brutally Honest podcast. You have Carol Marks, host of Carol Remarks podcast. Adrian Slade, host of the aptly named Adrian Slade Show. We are four, you know, internet friends who see where things are just going sideways. You know, if you look at what's going on with Daily Wire, where you have, it's, you wonder how in the hell did some of these people get hired. Had that with The Blaze. I mean, I'm sure Alex Stein is a nice guy and all, but just
what he does to the credibility of the Blaze is, We believe that, you know, our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor are things worth standing for. Things worth laying down for. And like our founders who pledged their lives, their fortunes, and sacred honor, we are doing the same with Give Me Liberty Media. We are working together, and this isn't something that we're making any money on. This is all voluntary. This is writing when we get the opportunity. This is making sure our podcasts are available and having a place where like-minded people can come together and share opinions, to share what we think on any number of issues. And there's stuff that we don't agree on, but you know what? We are adults. We know that we can have a discussion where, well, I think that's too statist of an approach. I don't think your approach statist enough. That's why we have to come together. The founders of our country didn't agree on everything. That's the reason why, you know, you have a 3/5 compromise. Because they didn't all agree on the apportionment of representation when it came to the slaves. You had people who came together and discussed these big ideas that hadn't been discussed before in founding a country. And that's what we want to emulate, where you have an Army veteran who lives in Kansas, an Army veteran who lives in Missouri, a guy who hasn't served who lives in Virginia, and, you know, Carol, she's a Navy vet, you know, from Alabama, you know, who she spent her entire career in D.C. We are people from diverse backgrounds. Some of us have very similar backgrounds, but it's not, but we still have enough of a experience difference that we can put our heads together and go, okay, where do we want to look at this? How do we want to look at this? What ideas makes this work? What ideas makes it not work? That's why we're doing it. We want to forward ideas that will make America better and not just echo the same thing you hear on Fox News, Newsmax, or wherever you get your news and commentary. We want to be different. We want to be better. So check us out. GiveMeLibertyMedia.com. All right. So again, I know I'm wrapping it up. I had to talk about Give Me Liberty Media. So again, if you're listening to this on the podcast, I ask the same four things every week. Number one, please subscribe. Subscribing is good. The more subscribers I have, the more the algorithm makes it try to find more people. Once you have subscribed, please rate it. I'll look for 5 stars. I'll accept 4. 3 and below? Yeah. 3 and below, hit me up on Twitter at Fake Tyler Morgan. My DMs are open. Please tell me why you need to give me 3 and below, because I want to be better. You, because if it's a better show for you, it might make it easier for me to try to get more listeners. Once you have rated it, please write a review. That's number 3 on the list. Say something nice about the show. Say what you like about it. If you don't like it, I'm not telling you not to pull punches, but you know, be constructive. If I can look at a review that's, well, I didn't like it because X, Y, and Z. Well, okay. That's a political alignment difference. I can't help that. I'm sorry. Bad editing. Well, I'll get in there. I'll work on my editing. Thank you for pointing it out. That's right. That's what I live for. The reviews kind of help. Once you have subscribed, rated, reviewed, please share this episode or share the podcast in general. You can find it on all the podcast platforms. Just click the share button. Send it to someone who you think will love the show. Send it to someone who you think will get utterly pissed off. Mark Alford, send it to Mark Alford. That'd be fun. Anyways, let's share it. That way, get it out there. Spread the word. Tell people all about it. And again, be sure to go to givemelibertymedia.com. Check out my my editorial on abortion and states' rights. It's all there. Check out everybody else's material, whether they have a blog post there, whether they have their podcast links up. It's all good. Check it out. Again, thank you so much. And as always, stay relentless.
The Tyler Morgan Show is a Relentless Daring Media production. The Tyler Morgan Show is supported by its listeners. To support the show, go to ko-fi.com/Tyler Morgan Show to donate there, or relentlessdaring.com and hit the donate button at the top of the page to set up your donation. All music used in the Tyler Morgan Show is used with permission from purpleplanet.com, link in the show notes. 2 Timothy 1:7.